then walking into something that sounds like the last rock concert he went to. And then you have to convince him that what's going on there is something completely different than anything he's ever experienced, when what he's just experienced is exactly like what he always experiences.
Would you differentiate between the corporate worship of the entire body and, say, this meeting that was maybe just for, high school kids?
Sure. Sure. I understand that high school kids have a certain style of music and within reason. And we're a long way from being on the wild edge of that kind of music. But, yeah, I think when kids come together, you can do some things that they'll all enjoy, they'll all like. As soon as you take that and stick it in the worship center on a Sunday morning, then you're going to have half your congregation that are going to say, well, this offends me. And the bottom line is this, and this is kind of the principle we've worked on. Truth and beauty, everybody understands. Everybody understands, in a good sound church, the truth. So they understand if the words are conveying the truth. And the second thing, everybody understands beautiful music. Everybody does. It's universal. So if you just stick with what is true and what is beautiful, melodic, wonderful harmonics, it's not going to offend anybody. You don't need to play on the edge of that. In other words, you don't need to say, well, we're going to lose our high school kids if we don't have a rock band here on Sunday morning. I don't think so. I think even kids who are used to listening to rock music hear more of that than they need to hear anyway. They don't need it on Sunday morning. And everyone understands beauty. They understand that. And if you do music that is God-honoring, Christ-exalting, and it is beautifully done, then everybody can relate to that. So I think if you stay in that category, rather than trying to run to the edge with the illusion that somehow you're going to win young people doing that, you're going to wind up alienating maybe the people in your church.
There are churches that have tried to address this whole issue by setting up competing church services. Yeah. So they'll have one service with contemporary music and another service with traditional music, and they actually minister to two totally separate crowds that never unite together for fellowship. What's your assessment of that approach?
I think it just puts up a needless wall. You know, I was in one of those churches sometime back, huge church, seat about 4,000 people, and the pastor said, I got to tell you, your first service is traditional, and the second is contemporary. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I just want to let you know. And I said, well, what do I do differently? I'm supposed to give the same message. He said, well, take off your tie. And I thought, take off my tie? And just exactly what impact is that supposed to have on anybody?